Welcome, welcome. This is Life Chat with Vivian Vill. We're so excited for you to join us today. We have been waiting for this podcast to take place. It's been over a year that we have been thinking about doing this, and thank God it's finally here today. We just wanted to introduce ourselves to you today in this first segment. We won't be too long. And we just want to let you know why we have chosen to do Life Chat and how you can get connected with us. So like I said before, once again, that I'm Vivian Elvie, and I am married with two boys and originally from New York and relocated almost 20 years ago to Delaware. I'm an author, a speaker, and a business consultant. I have a master's degree in business administration, and I'm a certified life coach. I've basically worked all my life with various profit and nonprofit organizations where I've helped leaders in these areas to bring forth their dream and their vision into reality. And that's what most of the time that I've done with these businesses. And my passion is seeing leaders, our individuals, discover and walk into their true identity while fulfilling their destiny upon this earth. And that's truly my vision, my passion, because no man is an island. We are all in this life, quote unquote, together. We're here together and we're going through basically sometimes the same things. So in life, we recognize that not only are maybe our skills and our abilities, but also God and others are responsible for the achievements in our lives. And because of that, I am so grateful. And that's why, you know, we wanted to do this podcast to encourage someone, to help them, because something I might overcome something that you might be going through right now. And because I've gone through it, it could be easier for you, or it could take less time than the time that it took me to go through it. And like I said, we're not alone. We're no man is an island. We're in this together, this thing called life. And therefore, we can able to help each other overcome obstacles and improve the quality of our lives.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. I am the second half of the host. The Bill is Vilma Davis. I am a nurse by profession for 40 years. And throughout my nursing career, I have been a midwife. I am a pediatric nurse practitioner. And I am also an educator. And I have a PhD in nursing. I am married for 38 years, two children from the marriage. And I also has two ministries that I have founded. The first one is MPUSH, M-P-U-S-H. And it's short for Empowering Mothers to Pray Until Something Happens. And the second ministry is The Turning Point. And both these ministries are ones that encourage and empower individuals to do what they think they cannot do. For example, for MPUSH, we encourage and empower mothers to pray for their children, because no one can pray for your child like you can.
That's
for
right.
The Turning Point, we try to encourage individuals who have gotten stuck to move forward, to keep moving, not to stay where they are, where they got stuck. So we help and we encourage and we give tools and we share ideas so that they can move forward. Therefore, it is not a surprise when this idea came up to have a podcast that I agreed to do it, because I love to encourage individuals. I love to let you know that you can do it. Why? Because somebody encouraged me from a young child. Even now as an adult, I think of my grandmother, I think of my uncle and his wife, I think of my parents, I think of some of my instructors or my teachers, I think of my husband, I think of friends, I think of pastors, so many encouragement, because as Vivian said, no man is an island. We need each other and we need positive influences in our lives.
That's right. That's right. You know, with me, I remember, and I was sharing with you earlier, that I remember if it wasn't for my father, that and his consistency and his persistence in me going to college, attending college, mm-hmm. that I probably wouldn't have made it. Because I remember, like I was sharing with you, that my guidance counselor told my father that I was in college mm-hmm. material. Mm-hmm. And when she told him this, he came home and he was like, "You're going to college. It doesn't matter what that lady said, you're going to college." Because in my family, you know, I'm sure it's probably the same as yours, Vilma, that you didn't have a choice. You must go to college. It's not mm-hmm. that because you don't feel like it or whatever. There was no choice. You're going. And I'm thankful for that, though, because not only did I go to college and did well at Stony Brook University, but I went on and also, like I said earlier, got my master's degree. And I remember even being on a panel with a couple of peers, encouraging young men and women from high school, letting them know that, hey, college is a choice. College is an option. What's your plans for the future? How can you afford to do this? You know, giving them a good, clear path and how they can mm-hmm. able to obtain a degree to make their lives better. Good. Mm-hmm. And I remember this particular lady, Vilma, came up to me and she's like, "Who was your guidance counselor?" And I was like, you know, I didn't want to let her know who my guidance counselor was. But she said, a matter of fact, she said, "You don't have to tell me. I can tell you who it is." And yeah, she got the right name, who it was. And she said, the reason why I knew it is because that particular lady, I've been trying to get in touch with her for weeks and months in trying to implement certain programs at the school, and she blocks her every time. So, you know, that was kind of like a blessing or wake up call to her. Okay, maybe I need to go around this lady. But the amazing thing is that even though men may say no, God, right, Vilma? God always say yes.
Right.
And that's the mm-hmm. good thing, that no matter what people may say to you, or no matter what you may say to yourself, it doesn't matter what you say. Because sometimes, you know, Vilma, I don't know about you, but I sometimes do self-talk once in a while. But we have to remind mm-hmm. ourselves mm-hmm. who
encourage
we are.
Yourself.
Exactly. Also, mm-hmm. self-talk and encouraging yourself is important. That say, hey, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter mm-hmm. what people say. It's what God says that matters.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, David in the Bible, David encouraged himself in the Lord. So sometimes, yeah, we have to do it. And I think that counselor, perhaps she is still, you know, feeling either feeling badly or still don't see the positiveness in encouraging students. I don't know, but maybe you want to go look for her.
I don't think.
I think she would appreciate a visit. What do you think?
Anyway, praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know, my father was big into education as well. Mm-hmm. And neither my parents had a college education. And my father just expected that his children would go to college because he wanted us to be more than he was. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they didn't live to see how far we went, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm sure in their minds and in their heart, both parents, they knew that we were going to do well. And, you know, it reminds me of the story with Abraham in scripture, that Abraham did not see everything that God told him that he was going to bless him with.
That's right.
But he believed mm-hmm. and God accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. And I'm going to dare say that I accounted to my parents as faith, because although they didn't see every one of us doing something good or being successful, but they believed that we would be.
That's right.
So I counted that they had faith. I put that to the faith that they had. And that's great. So yeah, my parents believed in education. And I thank them because it just, I didn't see not going to college as an option.
That's right.
And, you know, that could be good or bad, you know, but not every person is going to go to college, but it's channeling you into an area where you can excel. It may be something, you know, like technical skills. Some people are great. My brother, he's a great electrician, and my other brother does a lot with his hands, and they didn't, you know, get a college degree, but they went to, back in those days, we would say trade school, which is vocational school, and they got a great education. So I really do believe that it's finding that spark.
That's right. That's right.
And lighting a fire.
Yeah, that desire.
Finding that spark and lighting a fire and just, you know, taking them around to making them to hone those skills and nurture them so that they can blossom.
That's good. That's so good. That's so good.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too with finding a spark, because even sometimes that you don't believe in yourself, but as we've been saying, someone else might believe in you and see something within you that you didn't even know that you had, right? Because I remember, you know, I never thought of myself as a person who would write a book, but yet I've written a book. And it took a time where I got laid off my job and 2.5 years ago, and trying to find out, God, what do you want me to do? At this time, you know, there's no money coming in. I got to pay my bills. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to this, because this is exactly what's going on now, where people are losing their jobs and people don't know where their next meal is coming from. And we're in this time of quarantine. And, you know, this is some time that we need to take the time to find out from God, God, what do you have for me in this time? Like, Lord, do you want me to do something else? Like Vilma was saying about her brothers, one is an electrician. You know, is there a skill within me that I need to own in on, or I need to bring to the next level? You know, I need to sharpen or whatever it may be. Is there a book within me? Is there a song within me? Is there a business idea within me that I need to sharpen or own in, or get more information, or whatever it may be in this season and this time? It's not just for us to watch TV and eat, you know, which, you know, I'm doing probably too much, but it's for us now to launch into whatever God has for us. And out of that time of not having a job, got laid off, I was able to write the book within a month, because God just directed me on what to do. And even sometimes the thought comes to my mind to do this or do that. I'm like, can that really work? But it did, because, you know, the book is published right now and selling on Amazon and everywhere else.
Yeah. Praise God. And they can still get copies, right?
Yeah, they can.
All right. So everybody who is listening to us now going to be going out and getting a copy and seeing who you are in Christ. And I do believe, you know, they have this saying, turn your hand and make fashion, you know, and some people will say when life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. But I so do agree that we cannot just sit and allow life to pass us by, and we just gaze at it, and then in the end we regret so many opportunities that we allow to pass us by. And when you think about it, every person that is born into this world has gifts deposited in them. That's some right. One, some two, some many. But every person on earth has a gift inside of them. Every person, when God made you, you came with a blueprint. He has a plan for your life. And it's a plan that will prosper you. It's a plan where if you seek him and acknowledge him, that he will show you that plan. He will walk with you through that plan. We all have gifts, and that's one of the reasons for having Life Chat, because we are going to help you or just discuss ways in which you are able to dig deep in and see what is there and step out on faith, understanding that he who began a good work in you will see it to completion. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. C.S. Lewis said something too that I thought was a great quote. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start from where you are and change the ending. It's exactly, it's just so deep, you know. You can start,
I like that.
You can start from where you are and change the ending. And God has a plan that is good for you. And we know it's a good plan, like Vilma was saying. We know it's a good plan. And I think you also mentioned in earlier about this is the year of the mouth.
Yes, yes. 2020, year of the mouth.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Exactly. Because death and life is in the
power. Is in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
And the Bible equates the tongue as a rudder. It's small. A rudder on a ship, it's small, but it's able to turn that great big ship. You know, it can turn it where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. We can turn people's life upside down by that little tongue that's in our mouth that allows us to speak. Mm-hmm. We can turn life down by speaking negative things, speaking death, or we can turn life up by speaking positive things, by speaking life into that person.
Amen, amen. So Vilma, how can our audience speak life to us? How can they get in touch with us?
Okay, we are on Facebook. Live Chat with Viv and Vil. And when you find us on Facebook, you can send us a message to Messenger. If you are not a Facebook person, you can get send to us email, livechatvivandvil@gmail.com. We will read your emails and Vivilyn will answer them.
And, sure.
And we are in the process of having a web page. And on the web page is livechatvivandvil.com. And on our Facebook page and also on our website, we will have archives of the podcasts that you can go back and listen to. And we are going to be having the podcasts on different mediums. So, Vivilyn, what are those? You want to remind us what they are?
Yes, not only on iTunes, but we will also be on Spotify and other outlets where podcasts are available. So we are everywhere and anywhere that you want to listen, in your car, while you're cleaning your house, while you're taking the kids to school, whatever, shopping, you can listen to the podcast. And a matter of fact, our next show is going to be a really good show. But before I go into that, we will be on every week. I should say we should be on weekly. And basically, going back to our next show will be about nurses on the front line. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we just celebrated Nurses Week. Yes. And that's why we're having some nurses on, but we know that there's so many other people on the front line, and we're thankful and really do appreciate them. And but next week, we're having nurses on who basically going to be talking about their experiences with COVID-19, along with their testimonies of how God has gotten them through. Some may be currently going through the virus, and some, you know, recovered, and some who didn't really have experienced it, but they have their patients, you know, their entire floor have, you know, COVID-19. So it might be a show that we're going to cry. It might be a show that we're going to laugh, but we just want you guys to enjoy yourselves. And it's going to be a great show. And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. And, you know, we have nurses from New York, nurses from Delaware, and it's real people with real stories. These are not made up, you know, real stories that we want you to hear. And you can even ask questions afterward. We'll submit the questions and we will get answers back to you. You know, they will be more than happy to answer these questions if you have questions. And, you know, people don't understand how much danger people who are on the front line face. That's not only nurses, but the people in the hospital who take the linen off the bed, who cleans the floor, who take the body down to the morgue, who cleans the ventilators and the various machines that the patient use, the people who pick up the trash from when it's in the dumpster to take it to where its final destination, people out there that are daily exposed to, you know, being sick or catching something, you know, they do face dangers. And I'm telling you, as a medical person myself, I do sometimes get very annoyed and very upset when I see people purposely defying, you know, taking precautions to keep themselves healthy, not realizing that they are putting my coworkers, myself, and other people in danger. Mm-hmm. And so many of them, that's somebody's daughter or son, somebody's husband or wife, somebody's mother, child,
right,
somebody's mother or father. And we just have to be a little bit more considerate. And just think about the number of people that we put in danger when we so defiantly reject taking caution to keep ourselves and those around us safe.
Yes, definitely. And another thing that we forgot to mention is that we also have once a month, we want to have a testimony day where you will send in your testimonies or whatever it may be that you want to share, and we will read a couple of them online and share with others about what's going on. Like Vilma just said too, it's, you know, we have to be careful. We've been saying over and over, you're not alone. And these are the reasons why we started this podcast, is that you're not alone. We want to do life with you and we want to have fun. We want to be real. We want to be, you know, we want to be transparent with you guys because it's about life. And if we can't be transparent, then how in the world are we going to teach someone anything? So it's about, not just about us, because life is not just about you. It's not just you, yourself, and your family in this little bubble. It's about us. It's about everyone. We can't do life alone. And we're here. We just want to let you know that we're here for you. And, you know, we just love you and we appreciate our audience and everyone who takes the time to listen to us each week. We thanking you in advance. So.
And share.
Yes, yes.
We want to get us out there so that we are able to reach maximum amount of listeners. So get us out there, share the podcast, tell your friends, you know, listen to it more than once. So the next time people Google Live Chat with Viv and Bill, we will come up in the first five chats or that come up, because, you know, we are getting the audience coming to our our podcast. So please share. Please share.
That's right.
Thank you.
Velma says share, so share. Anyway, yes, share. So anything else, Velma?
H-A-R-E.
Yes.
No, I just say this one was fun. Our first one, it Yay. Was fun. And I'm looking forward to the next ones. You know, I'm just so excited about the next show. I'm excited about future shows. I am excited about the lineup that we have. People, yes. You got to be here.
Yes, definitely. Share. That's what Velma said. Share. Anyway, so just remember that you should not just dream your life, but also live your dream.
Bye.
Adios.